Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Keeping It Real with Beth and Darren. Sorry for the Apple microphone, but it was on extremely low. I don't know who lowered the sound on this thing. I haven't been around for the last couple of days.
Good morning. Okay. I wasn't me.
Okay.
We're back.
We're back, and I'm on my elliptical.
Beth is working from home today. That's why we're back. It's not feasible, really, to do the show in the morning on Mondays and Wednesdays when you have to go to the city. Right?
Yes. So,
not unless you want to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, which you don't.
Which I don't. I mean, I get up early anyway. You get up earlier than me, but it's just getting, you know, I'm trying to catch the 8:48, and you're trying to get our son to school, and, you know, all kinds of things.
Maybe once the bar mitzvah passes.
I think over, once that's over.
Thing, the craziness, what's the word, the whole Mishigas? Is that,
yeah.
Is that how you say it?
I don't know.
But
we'll
come to an end, and then we'll be back to our same selves.
I hope so. It's been, yesterday we met with the DJ.
DJ Surge.
DJ Surge. We gave him our candle lighting list, which reminds me, we have to tell our son he has to start writing poems. Stat.
Oh, my God.
He's got 13 poems, or at least one poem I can write, but the rest of them, he's got poems he's got to write.
Yeah, I leave that to your side of the family, the whole poem stuff.
You mean we should have my dad do it?
No, he needs to write the poem. But he's got it in him. He's got the gene.
He's got the gene. Well, he was busy trying out for baseball all week, so.
My father-in-law is well-known for his poem-writing abilities. He's done it many a times, for many occasions, including our wedding, where he had a very nice poem that he gave to us and presented in front of the entire reception. It was great. It was a good, yeah, it's right on our
our dresser.
It's beautiful. It did bring a tear to my eye when he said it. I got a little misty. And so Beth is also a master at the poems as well. And we'll see if our son can match the capabilities of his genetic lineage there.
Exactly.
All right. So he's got a big challenge ahead. So it's almost a week till the final countdown, right?
The final countdown.
And yeah, so we paid the DJ, right? He's paid in full. Like
paid the DJ. Paid the.
Just got paid.
Yeah, paid the person who's doing the candy table. Paid the people who did the little shirt. Now we have to do the photographer, the videographer, the hall, and the photo booth.
So we got a couple.
Still got a chunk of change coming.
Still got a chunk of change coming out the door.
Yeah, still not done. Almost done. Still not completely done.
Oh my God, we had practice yesterday for our baseball team.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, it was
poor kids.
Yeah, we were playing like.
And they had been trying out for the other team, so those poor kids have been playing for 4 hours. Nice God, job.
Yeah. Our son's enduring quite a bit right now between the bar mitzvah stuff. He's got tryouts for the middle school team.
He just finished tryouts, and he has the ELA next week.
He has the ELA next week, and we just practice for our travel team that starts up this coming Sunday. So he's got a lot on his plate. But yesterday, it was 38 degrees. I'm hitting balls to the kids, and I couldn't feel my hands anymore. And that's
the cue to say maybe we should practice on another day, guys.
Well, there's not many other days to choose from.
Well, whatever.
I mean, you always say that. You always say you should do this one. And then any day that we do it, you should say, well, maybe you should have thought about this. If you leave it up to everybody's ideal schedule, you will never get any practice with it. Just won't happen.
Right, well.
Same thing when I'm scheduling activities and camps and programs. People say, oh, you're having it on this day, but that's cancer. Oh, you're having it on this day? Oh, but that's Easter Sunday. Oh, you're having it this day? Oh, we go away that week for winter break or whatever. If you leave it up to everybody else to tell you when you
you'll have
something, you'll never get anything done.
Although people typically don't schedule things on holidays, so just so you know, for next year. Even restaurants are closed on Easter Sunday,
that's
something.
That's true, but not for Christmas.
Not for Christmas, but, you know, you should watch out on Easter Sunday. I get that, you know.
And thank you for bringing me home a fine meal last night.
Did you like your naked burger?
I was at the baseball practice yesterday, and Beth texted me, and she goes, bring home some food for dinner. What do you want? I said, I don't know, just bring home anything you think is good. All right, do you want a naked burger? I'm like, oh, okay. And then French fries with that? Sure. Beth brought me home a very healthy meal yesterday.
With the french fries, it didn't work. I was going to say it was sort of like an Atkins-type meal, but then it wasn't.
Yeah, Atkins probably wouldn't approve the french fries. Are you doing for Atkins?
Oh, they sent me, yeah, they may want to do a blogger thing with me.
Oh, okay.
I'm not doing the diet.
No, I know you're not. You're not doing a diet. You're doing another diet, which is making you look fine.
Yeah, I'm a disciple of Isogenics right now. It was funny. I got my latest shipment, and I was like, "Where's my Onyx Supreme? Where's my Onyx Supreme? I didn't see it. I thought it was in the shipment, and it was just put in the wrong cabinet."
Oh, is that what the big delivery that we had yesterday?
Well, it was that and the final sign-in board, because this sign-in board has the correct spelling.
How many final sign-in boards have we received?
This is the third and final sign-in
board.
This is the
third final?
This is it. This is the right one.
What happened to the other two finals?
I'm going to still bring them. I mean, I just don't want it to be the sign-in board, because this should be perfect, because then I'll frame it for him and not the sign-in board. It had a spelling error. Instead of saying Dylan was incredible, it said Dylan is incredible. No, I didn't want the
Is that
sign-in.
Even a word? Is that a word?
No, it's not a word. So I wanted to make sure that the actual sign-in board was correct.
Beth showed a moment of weakness yesterday during all this planning for our son's performance. Do you know what that moment of weakness was?
I lost my mind on the way to this.
No, that's different. That happens a lot. What was your other moment of weakness? When we were at CJ Surge, and we were sitting down, and she says, "Do you think you guys can just handle the giveaways?"
Oh, I broke.
I can't do anymore. Can you guys just take care of it? And the guy quoted a very reasonable fee that just made all sense in the world.
Well, that's the same thing that happened with the candy bar. Because I was going to order all that candy and do it myself, that would have meant schlepping over 500 pounds of candy.
Beth was like, "If Beth is hand on this, hand on that." She says, "Can you please, do you think you guys can handle the giveaways and stuff like that?" I just can't. and then I looked at it, "How much is it going to be?" He looked at me and told me this, and it was a no-brainer. I said, "Yes, absolutely, please take care of it." Beth had this big sigh early. Like, "Oh, God, one less thing I have to
do." I'm telling you, it's just been, I mean, because
there are certain things when you're planning an event where it makes a lot of sense if you can. It's easy for me to say because I didn't do it. But do it yourself. And other things where you should just pay somebody else to do it, and because the amount of money that you're going to save is not worth the time and aggravation that you're going to put yourself through to save a couple of dollars on something that...
Yeah, I mean, now when I look at it, listen, the centerpieces are amazing, and our daughter is so incredibly talented.
Which was reinforced again last night. I was going to sleep, and I'm hearing crinkling in the room. I'm like, here. And I'm hearing that sporadically from about, 10:30 at night till midnight. And Beth comes into the room, and I'm like, "What is that noise?" "Oh, that's our daughter working on her art project." Exactly what her art project was going to be. And then Beth told me it was starting to look really good. And then this morning, I came downstairs, and my daughter said, "Do you want to see the product I've been working on?" And I went upstairs to her room before she got ready to go off to school. And I don't know what the best way to describe it, but is it made of saran?
Saran wrap and packing tape.
Saran wrap packing tape.
She did a body cast of herself and managed to literally do a mold of herself in saran wrap and packing tape.
But then afterwards, she put... I don't know if you saw it. She took it and put it inside her shoes.
Right, she could put it in
shoes.
You
could stand it up. It's incredible.
Yeah, she can put it in shoes and it'll stand up. It's unbelievable. It really is. I mean, she made a skirt that goes with it. She actually, it's a see-through skirt. It's a classic skirt with a zipper.
She is so freaking talented.
I know.
I will brag about it because Beth and I are the first ones to call our kids out on stuff and argue about what their faults are, and we'll point that out to them when necessary. But when it comes time to give them credit for things that they do really well and great, she really is. She's just a phenomenally talented artist. So
that's why I wanted to go to Marshall.
Okay, well, listen.
This is why this kid is going to be, she's what's going to happen, is she'll put the whole portfolio together, and hopefully, these schools will take notice. I mean, so far throughout her whole school, schooling, every art teacher that you've had has been like, oh my God. And really, I mean, it's just, I don't know where she gets it. I don't know how it happened, but I am like so impressed.
I don't think she gets it from me, I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure that's not from me. I guess you have it in you a little bit.
I have it in me,
I don't see you draw anything.
No, I'm not good.
And your handwriting is atrocious.
Exactly. I'm not good at that part of it. I have the ideas in my head.
Yeah, yeah.
I can, like, she and I are on that same wavelength of, like, okay, I see it, I visualize it. The cool thing is, though, that what she's doing, which of course we didn't have when we were growing up, is that you can go on Google and Google, how do you make a body cast out of, you know, whatever, like, so that you're not using a mannequin and something else. And she was able to find someone that showed how to do one out of, unbelievable. So.
But even if I saw it on, that's the thing, even if I saw it
you wouldn't
on Google,
be able to, your
would
thing
not,
would not look like hers. Right now, your thing would just be like a round thing, a saran wrap with tape around it.
Exactly.
That's all it would be.
Right, exactly. You can give me
like a tornado.
You can give me all the directions in the world.
No, it looks like a tornado. you could do that.
I could probably do that. That would be my one project.
That'd actually be cool for a science project. You know, somebody makes can make a tornado out of like a visual of it.
Yeah, mine would not come out.
No, yours would not too well. But you know what? It's like one of those things now where here's the happy part for me, taking it back full circle. She was saying to me how on Sunday she was going to have to spend a lot of her time working on this project. Well, she's almost done with the project now, so now she'll be able to spend more time finalizing the last 4 set of pieces that we need to get done.
Ah, very good.
So that's my that's why last night you were saying, I mean, why isn't she going to sleep late? Yet it's late. Let her work. You know, it's very rare when she takes hours upon hours devoting to something. Usually with the things that she's doing for me, she gives me a good half hour, takes a break.
And I'm out.
And she's out.
Union rules.
Yeah,
she's got a very strong. She's got a very strong union.
Yeah, exactly. The teams, they have that child labor stuff.
Speaking of which,
I
think you'd be proud of me. I went over to City Hall yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Went upstairs to Pupil Services on the third floor, and got the application for her working papers.
Excellent.
And so you need to fill that out. Give her the physical form. She can bring it. She can actually bring it back herself. I've already signed the form, although she said she wants me to go with her.
Mm-hmm.
And then good to go.
That's
so we
great.
Can get her working.
Yeah, exactly.
And the thing also that you need to do today
is
she wants to go back for her permit. Did we already talk about what happened? I tried to explain to our daughter that the worst possible, most horrible place you can imagine having to go to in your entire life is the DMV. That it is one of the most dreadful agencies, buildings. It doesn't matter where you go. It doesn't matter if it's New York, California. I can't imagine any DMV being a pleasant place to go. I know they've done a lot. They've tried to do stuff online now to convince you that things are so much easier and stuff. Bottom line is the DMV, anytime you have to go there, you just got to fasten your seatbelt and be prepared for just a dreadful experience. And we went there, we went to the one in Yonkers, and so we have everything that we need to go ahead for you to sit down for your permit test. And she said, we have everything. Let's go. Show up, and I bring a passport, which I thought would have been sufficient, get the application, and need the social security number. So I end up calling you up, and we end up getting social security number, which I filled in on the application, and I presented to the woman, and she said, no, you actually need your actual physical social security card. Who the heck carries a social security card around? You?
Nobody. No, you don't. But
had the social security number, had a passport, so we had to go back home, and now she's got to go back on a different day, which she wants to today, with your assistance, back to the DMV. This time, I think you end up going to White Plains. It'll be easy.
Oh, where did you go to left?
I went to Young. Yeah, you're going to
especially in White Plains, they're nicer there. They're much more pleasant. I was like, oh, I know you have to push it.
Yeah. Well, wink, wink. We'll just let this
exactly.
One.
Exactly. They're going to be like, oh, my God, they pulled that trick on you in Yonkers? Oh,
yeah, exactly.
They're doing that all the time.
You don't need the actual card.
Now.
That's the oldest trick in the book.
Exactly. What is wrong with you?
So she'll be very happy if you go ahead and take her.
I don't have a lot of other things. But that's okay. Fine. It's fine. My life revolves around my children, and it's perfectly fine. Whatever they want.
You're here to serve.
I'm here to serve. I'm their personal servant and slave. I work to serve them.
So what do you think, speaking, since you can actually take her in the car later, what do you think of the car listing?
I really like it.
You do?
I like it. I mean, the one thing we said was the pickup on the highway is much slower. But I was told because of the Volkswagen had a 6-cylinder engine, and I think probably only had 4, is that why?
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not, like, into that stuff. But
neither am I.
Somebody told me that. But, yeah, so that's the only thing, you know, so if you're merging onto the highway, you're not going to initially get that sense of that your car is going to be, like, bolting out. But it's slow and steady, and then it'll speed up, and then it's fine. So, you know, it's a lot of times when people are racing, they start off slow, and then they take off.
Yeah, it's still early in the process, given that, you know.
Yeah, but you're liking the Darren's going, and all of a sudden, Darren's understanding the whole technology of the car. He's, like, listening to his text messages while he's.
No, I just like the car. I feel it rides well. I like. Hold on a second. Our dog is about to do something.
Uh-oh. Yeah, so it has the Wi-Fi in the car. It has, and so you're actually able to either see your text messages or listen to them so that you, and then the other thing, too, is that it does have certain things in place so that you can't, so that you don't get distracted. So while you're driving, you can't press view your text messages.
Right, it won't let you.
As much as I try. When you're stopped at a traffic light, you could do that.
Right,
but
exactly.
They do have certain things in place where they're like, yeah, you can't do that.
But so far, everything I see, I like the dealership, too. And I'm hoping, and I think it'll stay that way. Even after I've told other people about that I got our car there, other people have commented to me, oh, yeah, I get my cars there all the time. At New Rochelle Chevrolet.
Yes.
And the guy who I was dealing with there, Guy Francis, he was great. I mean, very personable guy. But it was very helpful. Everybody there, they really went out of their way to make you feel very welcome. It was a good experience. And, you know, I guess the first test for us will be at some point when we have to bring it in to get serviced. And,
yeah, but they take care of it.
Right. The best measure for how good a dealership is when you have a problem with
right.
a car.
Right,
that's really what it comes down to.
Two times, like when it was the Volkswagen, we had the horror stories that we shared, and then when we had a Mazda, it was the same thing. Like the same thing, we had a minivan, and they were constantly blaming us for the problems that the car was giving us.
But based on the recommendation that was given to us from the person who told us to go there, I feel pretty confident that if we do run into any problems, they will take care of it. It seemed like very stand-up type of place. So I feel good about it. And again, if you haven't, if you're in the market for a car and you live in the Westchester area and you're looking for an American-made car, which is the first time we've had one in a while, then I would give New Rochelle Chevrolet a try. And we're not even getting paid for endorsing it.
We just had a good experience.
We had a good experience.
You're wearing a cool shirt today. No guts, no glory.
No guts, no glory. I like that. I told her son that whether or not he makes the, he's gonna find out today whether or not he makes the middle school team. I told him, and you should tell this to any kid out there for anything that they're trying out for. It's a very limited sample of times that the coach actually had a chance to see him. So whether he makes it or doesn't make it. Not to get too high or not to get too low. He makes it terrific, nice accomplishment. Feel good about it. Don't start feeling too cocky. Good about yourself in terms of relative to others because it's a limited sample. And if you don't make it, the same thing. Don't get too down. Just be very even keeled and look at it as an opportunity to improve from there and make a team next year. So I think he's in the right mindset. He's pretty good overall. He doesn't do things like, I'm never playing again. He definitely has emotions, but he's not overly emotional. He's pretty even keel when it comes to controlling.
Yeah, I mean, this is, whatever. We hope for the best.
Oh, yeah, I hope he makes the team. And it'll be,
either
be
way,
great.
He's playing baseball this season, so it doesn't matter.
Exactly, and the fact that he had an opportunity to try out and I think he's done fairly well.
Great.
And
so on that note, you got to take him to school And I got to get off this.
Is there anything else going on in the world? I mean,
it was all about us today.
There's nothing going on in the world.
Obama's going to Jamaica for a 3-day trip. I think he's going to go to Jake's Resort.
You really think he's going to go to Treasure Beach?
I hope he goes to Treasure
Beach. Well, Serena and Venus Williams went there, right?
Yeah, I hope Captain Dennis takes him out on the boat in Treasure Beach. That would be amazing.
And sits in the same exact boat.
That we were in. Yeah. I would say Obama and his Secret Serviceman.
Do you think he'll be complaining about it the entire way, the way you were?
I wasn't complaining. I was scared for my life.
You were scared out of your mind.
I was
Oh, my
scared.
God. That was one experience. We've been out with Captain Dennis many times, but there was one particular day when the waters were very rough. And Beth thought we were going to be pulling a castaway.
Yeah, it was scary. But anyway, on that note, thanks for
All right, well, Beth, Beth is cutting it short today, so I guess...
You got to take him to school.
I got to take him to school, so this is my cue to say stay classy.
Okay.
Take care.
But mostly, thanks for stopping by.